All right, man, back here with our man Will Z. Will Z going to be with us tonight at Tom's Watch Bar, right next to the Golden One Center, beginning at 5 o'clock. We'll watch the NBA draft together, man. We are going, talking about this yesterday, we haven't done anything together in months, man.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to all get together. And
it was before the play-in game, right?
Wasn't it the national championship?
I think the tournament was after that.
Tom's.
We were at Sky River before the Pelicans game.
But we were at Tom's Watch Bar for the tournament. Wasn't that the last time we did anything?
It was before. The NCAA season ends before basketball season ends.
When did we do the live show?
Did we even have a live show?
I don't remember.
I feel like it was the Friday of the play-in game.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, because I remember Charlie was talking about that the whole time leading up to it. We were doing it the day of the play-in game.
Oh, that, okay. You're right. That's right. Yes, I remember the drama about whether we were going to do the live show, because if there was a game that day, we couldn't do it.
Yeah, oh, and okay. I couldn't watch the game there. Did you stay and watch the game there a little bit?
No, the game wasn't it the next?
No, it was like 5 o'clock or something like that.
Yeah, I don't remember. I can't recall. I don't remember. But yeah, that was the no one wanted to watch that crap. No one wanted to watch that crap.
Oh yeah, I had a baseball game to go to that Friday. I remember that.
Will, what do you think happens tonight?
Oh, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I hope that they trade the pick, but at the same time, I always like getting a rookie because you have them under control for so many years.
Man, that's
so I'm not going to be mad.
I hate the phrasing of that.
I know.
Got him under control. But
yeah.
You're right.
Do you think
it's something? Yeah.
No, I was going to say, do you think? I feel like the time for that. If you get somebody that's impactful or whatever, that's all good. But the time for that is, I'm not worried about that. You've got all your best players. You got four really good players pretty much under club control contract-wise. You know, you got to figure out what you're doing with De'Aaron, but I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. Like, you're set. It's time to go get somebody. It's time to elevate this team. And I feel like, and tell me what you think, Will, the 13th pick, having that 13th pick to use as an asset is maybe the strongest asset that you have to being able to acquire somebody that could take you to another level.
Yeah, I think so, especially because it's the only time I think that they can really pair up assets. Because after the draft, you're talking pretty much just either way future picks or a combination of any players, Davion, Herter, Barnes, Sasha, whatever it may be. So it's kind of this is your chance to go out and do something before you lose that asset. Mm-hmm. So it feels like that's probably going to happen. I don't know how big of a move it is. I think my first thought after seeing the news last night was, well, the Kings aren't going to do something huge scale anymore, because that's just, they can't really do that. I know Bridges was probably the most attractive person on the trade market. But my hopes of like a Brandon Ingram trade, a Jeremy Grant trade, a Lauri Markkanen trade, like those are all pretty much gone. So at this point, I feel like I am expecting more of a move along the lines of like, I don't know, Isaiah Stewart, Dorian Finney-Smith, like someone who can come in and start, but isn't taking over one of your top three positions or top three players on the team.
What was it? Is it the sheer scale of what we saw last night you think might influence the market a little bit as it pertains to, because you mentioned Markkanen, you mentioned, you know, some big names right there. Do you think that's because like the market might be a little shaken for guys like that after the Bridges trade last night?
Probably. I think so. I think Bridges, though, is under contract for 2 years, which a lot of these players aren't, so that inflates it a little. But again, you're competing with so many different teams for these top-notch players that it's hard to do that when you don't have five first-round picks that you can throw at anyone.
You know, one of the things that I've been reading a little bit that's, I ain't gonna lie to you guys, it got me a little concerned. Got me a little stressed out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
I don't like this. I've been hearing Jeremy Grant is probably on the move, right? He's probably leaving Portland. And you know who I keep seeing connected, like with articles and stuff like that?
Dallas?
Yeah. I don't like that dog.
That'd be good for them.
I don't like that dog. So I bring him up to say, I wonder if the Kings, because I can't imagine Dallas has a whole lot to give in that trade. I wonder if Jeremy Grant really is available. Kings need to try and, you know, top whatever deal is possibly being.
I believe it's $4 billion left on his deal.
Yeah,
somewhere in the vicinity of.
I got 20 on it.
You got 20 million? Well, no, that, check, that checks out. Oh. I'm going to get the exact number. I feel like he's 1 year into a 5-year deal, but that could that could be 100% wrong. Right. It is. Yeah. Yeah, he's due 29.7, 32, 34.2 with what looks to be a player option in 2027 when he's 33 years old. At $36.4 million, those are good numbers. I'm not trying to be funny or play into the bit here. Those numbers are going to look different relatively soon. Yeah. Like those numbers are going to look a little bit different.
When would you say it would start looking different?
2 years.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Not obviously not this season. Not next season. The season after. Mm-hmm. So he'll be due $34 million that year. That number is going to look different. But at the same time, I'm of the belief De'Aaron Fox will have signed a contract extension by then. Mm-hmm. He'll probably be making in the vicinity of $50 million by that point. Mm-hmm. Domas will be making 40. He'll be nearing the end of that deal. And Keegan will make whatever his extension money is,
25,
which I assume Keegan. I mean, Keegan is a max extension guy, right?
Yeah, I would think
like
so.
He, I mean, he's essentially signing the Scottie Barnes deal.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing, and this is the other question that needs to be asked, that people have asked, that I don't think is an issue. And if it's not an issue, Jeremy Grant, Zach LaVine, any of these people should be coming here. You're going to have to go on a luxury tax. That's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not my money like you always say, but – like, yeah, that's what you're going to have to do. You can't skate around this.
Can we state just one thing for the record? There's no indication that Monty won't, or that Vivek won't go into the luxury tax.
Right.
You'll have to forgive Vivek if he looks at Buddy Hield and, you know, Marvin Bagley and goes, yeah, I'm not going into luxury tax for this group.
Right.
But that doesn't mean he won't.
Right. Right. 100%. 100%. So there. But my whole thought, and I'm not breaking news here, but there's no way around it. If you want to be good, if you're trying to put together a good team, you're going to go into the luxury tax. So at that point, in my opinion, you're not tripping off that much off the contract situation. You're trying to be a good team. And I think that's what good owners and good teams do. They don't worry about that stuff too much. They figure out how they can be good on the court and then let everything else fall into play.
William, who's your you've released a couple of different names here on IG, Twitter, the Will Z big board. Who has your eye? Now, these aren't drafts. This is free agency in trades. Who's the apple of Will Z's eye right now?
I'm going to get in trouble for this one.
Uh-oh.
Any guesses?
Zach?
Nope.
I don't think
Julius Randle, the idea.
Oh, yeah, jump Will. Yeah,
you're going to get in trouble for that.
Yeah, leave
me
alone.
We won't be the ones to jump you because we agree with you. But, everybody else will.
Yeah,
we're a three-man wolf pack.
Yeah, you might want to change those plans showing up at Tom's Watch Bar tonight.
I know. Yeah. All right, let's talk through
watch your back. So,
before everyone gets on me, which they probably already are.
Me, Will, and KC standing back-to-back-to-back guarding each other because of this Julius Randle take.
Yep. The combo of them, of Julius Randle and Sabonis, would be so unique in terms of they both have the ability to score, rebound, and distribute. There were seven players last season that averaged at least 19 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. 2 of them were Sabonis and Randle. There it is, Kyle. So having the two of them together on the court, I think just would give them an offense that's very difficult to stop because you have two players that can do so much at any time. Pair that with the ability of Fox and Monk to go and get their shots or work off the pick and roll. It just opens up so much in my mind. If you look at Randle's numbers, I mean, last season, 24 points, 9.2 rebounds, 5 assists. He shot 31.3% from 3, which isn't great, but 51.4% from the corners. So if he can kind of get his looks in the spots that he likes. I would have questions about defense, but I'm always going to have questions about defense. And I'm like, Kenny, I think the Kings need offense with their main move and supplement it with defensive moves. So that's one of the reasons that I really like the idea of Julius Randle. I think he's affordable, $28 million this year, so you have the contracts to go get him. It doesn't gut your roster like a LaVine trade would. So just something that I like the concept of. Probably not going to happen, but that's all right.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm all for Julius Randle. I mean, that's high-end talent. I want to bring in as much high-end talent as I possibly can if I'm Monty McNair. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. What do you think? One of the other options I saw was Dorian Finney-Smith, and he's somebody that we haven't talked a lot about. But with the Nets kind of looking like they're ready to, you know, move off of any and everybody,
go to the G League at this point.
Seriously, what do you think about what do you like about Finney-Smith, and what do you dislike about him?
I don't know. I have concerns over his offense. He shoots well in the restricted area, 64.1%, but he doesn't shoot well from pretty much anywhere else on the court. 34.3% in the floater area, 22% in mid-range, 34% from the corner, 35% above the break. He doesn't really give – he had 1.6 assists last year, 4.7 rebounds, which is fine. I think you're looking at him as a defensive guy, but I don't know if he's the one I would choose. I think there are better options out there. I don't – obviously, there's more competition for those better options, but someone I really like is like Najee Najee Marshall, right? Like, I'd rather throw the full MLE at him rather than trade for Finney-Smith, but I think that he could just do a little more supplementary offense, and I don't know if Finney-Smith could provide that. If you're getting him with someone like Cam Johnson, that's intriguing because I still like Cam Johnson for this team too. I think he can be a great shooter around Fox and Sabonis.
Do you like the idea of Cam more than Dorian?
Yeah, easily.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. I thought so. Okay.
I don't know if Cam is – it feels more like a lateral move if you're going – if you swap out Barnes for Cam. I don't know if that's enough to improve. It feels like you're just kind of switching out players instead of adding. So, depends. If you can get Cam and keep Barnes – that'd be really interesting, I think. Have one of them start and the other come off the bench. But again, I don't know if Barnes would take that bench role at this point.
Well, sometimes change is good. Also, Harrison's a professional. I absolutely believe Harrison will do what Mike Brown thinks is best for the team. And if that's starting, he's going to start. If it's coming off the bench, he's going to come off the bench. That does not strike me, especially since – arguably, maybe inarguably, your third best player came off the bench this year. Like this is a team that needs to, and that's a, you know, that's another component we really haven't discussed in all of this, because we've talked about all in, we've talked about these different guys. There could be a situation where this team's bench, this team's depth, is what gets them where we want to go. And if it is acquisitions like Cam Johnson and or Dorian Finney-Smith, maybe those go just as far as acquiring a Kyle Kuzma or a Brandon Ingram or something along those lines.
Yeah.
There's multiple ways to attack this.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
As the Mavericks showed us, by the way. This is what the Mavericks did last year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what they did. I mean, P.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford aren't like these prize trading people or free agents or anything else like that. But they absolutely helped change the course of their season last year. So, you know, be aware of any of these moves today.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or tomorrow or the next day.
It feels like a move needs to be made in the respect of, like you just laid out, we got to bolster this roster a little bit. Another thing Anthony Slater said at the end of that interview yesterday is they just seemed a little thin towards the end of the year. And that's because they lost two players. And it was like, just ain't got enough no more. Wow. We can't have that.
Right.
We can't have
all the players.
Go ahead.
All the players that were brought in to replace those injured players were all defense first guys. That's where you really saw them struggle with bench scoring after Monk went down, not just because Monk is able to score off the bench, but because you're bringing in guys like Davion. Trey Lyles will get you 10 or so on any given night, but he's not going to go for 15, 20 on multiple games.
Right.
So it's like they need more scoring options off the bench, or at least guys that are more well-rounded who can do a little bit of both. And that's where, again, I'm hesitant on the Finney-Smith, because I don't want them to have Davion, Finney-Smith, and just all these defensive guys. Alex Len is another one where he played great at the end of last year, but you're getting 4 to 8 points from Alex Len, and that's just tough to put having to make your starters score 80-plus points every game.
We haven't talked since Malik Monk Day and the Malik Monk signing. Do you think Malik is starting next year?
I don't know. I think it depends a lot on what they do with Herter. I don't know. I still like him off the bench, I think, in terms of the energy and the role. And I still like Herter with this team and Sabonis. I think the two of them pair so well together. I'm going to be hurt if they trade Herter. I'm just preparing myself emotionally.
Yeah, Will, you might want to.
Yeah, I know.
You might want to brace for that one, buddy. And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not like advocating.
We're just reading the tea leaves.
It feels like Kevin Herter's.
Yeah.
The odd man out, if you will.
Yeah. So I think it really depends on who they bring in. I love Keon in the starting lineup because he brings a defensive mindset into that starting lineup. It balances things out when you have, especially with Barnes in there, you balance out the offense on both the starters and the bench. So having all of your scorers start together may be tough, and having all of your defenders come off the bench may be tough. So I like how it kind of balances between the two if you have Keon in there.
Will, anyone else you want to talk about? Anyone else you got your eye on? Any other free agent / trade scenarios we should keep our eye on over the course of the next 5 days or so?
Yeah, I'm really intrigued by Jalen Smith. I don't know what the Pacers' plan is. It feels like they have a bunch of bigs. I wouldn't be surprised. I love Obi Toppin for the Kings. Like, he would be absolutely perfect for the Kings.
I think the Pacers love Obi Toppin for the Pacers too.
Exactly.
Could be wrong on that, but it feels like they do.
No, it feels like it. So that's why I'm intrigued to see what happens with Jalen Smith. He has a player option of $5.4 million. So I don't know if he'll opt into that or if he can get some MLE money. Mm-hmm. But he just shoots well from everywhere. Can shoot the three, 47% on his wide open threes. So just a backup, either a backup big 4 or 5, or someone you can slot into that starting 4 spot and slide Keegan down to the 3.
Yeah, man, I like what he brings to the table as well, man. And that would be a real savvy pickup in the offseason if they could get that done. So I'm like you, I'm not sure what's going to happen. But I'm looking forward to tonight, man. I hope there's some type of fireworks, man. Something. Maybe that's what I'm looking forward to. I want to see some things happen. I want to see some moves made. I want to see some aggressiveness from the Kings and Monty McNair. But like I always say, it takes two to tango. They could be as aggressive as they want to be. If the other team isn't trying to do a deal, it won't really matter. So,
yeah.
All right, Will.
Yeah.
You told us Cam Johnson and Dorian Finney-Smith are coming. That's how I'm taking it. Will Z reported it. That's the move. And Julius Randle, we got your back tonight. We got your back tonight when the Julius haters come looking for you.
We riding with you, dog.
The Knicks, though, have definitely become the team to watch over the next few days because of that massive move that they made with Mikal Bridges. Great stuff, Will. As always, my friend, we will see you tonight at Tom's Watch Bar.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.